I'm J. Michael Martinez, and this is Poetry Now. A year ago, my grandmother passed away, and one of the things that I received from her was her rosary. And so I've decided to go ahead and create poems for each rosary bead on her rosary as a way to kind of engage with her investment in prayer. She was a spiritualista. That kind of investment in the other world is sort of where I see these prayers going, but mostly just generally an exercise to have that kind of relationship with my grandmother through her rosary. My mom was going to be a nun. We did rosaries every day, every night. And so that language is so seeped into me. Tool that I have that I've noticed is just the musicality of the line and how the musicality, once I give myself over to it, to a kind of jazz experimentation, my obsessions become much easier to articulate. This came out of a particular project of combining about 5 different poems, and then once I had the language collected, I just followed the language to see where it took me for that week, and I ended up with a prayer. Rosary, Prayer 1. Wherein she martyrs the mirror, this carnival of stone, her lips dilate the negation, space into star point, wherein she to be both sacrum and wrist, neither the fugitive epidermis nor the unlocked ash-black, sovereigns the shadow swell as love, wherein she ardors the emptiness open, proof the unanchored spirit of my silence, her revisions clothing my brightest orgasm, wherein she says I can hear you, the seed under the belly's flesh, love the far shore, she says, for she withdraws the spring wild, thrust in her mother's surrender, iron ocean blackened to aurora. I begin this poem from the detritus of about 5 other poems, so the language that was left over. And for me, language is simply material, bricks, clay, out of which I can mold the next project. And so for this poem, I decided that I begin each line with wherein, and it took so long to carve this particular poem out, mostly in the sense of not wanting it to be simply sexy language, but to find that emotional core. Wherein she to be both sacrum and wrist, neither the fugitive epidermis nor the unlocked ash-black, sovereigns the shadow swell as love. Almost every poem for me is generated as like almost an epistle. Language is an epistle. It's a kind of devotion and an attempt to reach across that very barrier of silence that always exists between people.
That was J. Michael Martinez in his poem, Rosary Prayer 1. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.